Hey, Portland, welcome to the 5:33. These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
A woman named Marijuana Pepsi refuses to change her name. She's from Florida. Her full name is Marijuana Pepsi Van Dyck. She's refusing to choose her name now that she's gone viral. So listen to this. She holds a PhD in higher educational leadership. She says her name is a superpower that allows her to define her success.
So her name's Marijuana Pepsi Van Dyck?
Yes.
Isn't it crazy that Van Dyck is her third worst name?
These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
Arkansas couple accused of trying to sell a baby for beer and money. The couple allegedly attempted to sell their two-month-old baby for a six-pack of beer and a $1,000 cashier's check.
$1,000?
$1,000.
Oh, my God.
Darian Urban, 21, and Shelly Ellers, 20, are the baby's parents. They approached the manager of a campground that they were selling at, staying at, and they had a handwritten letter granting custody of their baby for the $1,000 in a cashier's check and a six-pack of beer.
What dumb parents. You can get way more money if you part it out.
These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
New York greenlights rat birth control to curb city's infestation. They took a vote last Thursday night. Over the next few months, pilot program will begin where they literally give rats birth control that will hopefully put an end to the rat infestation.
Oh, boy. I can't wait for the uproar from Christian rats.